This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Damon C. Reeves, Appellant, decided December 16, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Respondent? No. SD 37955 versus. Filed December 16, 2024, Damon C. Reeves, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Reynolds County, Honorable Megan K. Say, Judge affirmed. In a fit of road rage, Damon Reeves shot and killed another motorist. Reeves was found guilty of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. His appeal includes seven claims of plain error related to a witness's testimony, a claim of plain error related to the state's closing argument, and a claim of error in the denial of his request for a mistrial. Finding no error, plain or otherwise, we affirm. Background: Reeves was irritated, in a hurry, and driving his truck well over the speed limit on a hilly, curvy, two-lane highway in the dark when he encountered victim's truck, which was moving at a too normal speed. Reeves passed in a no-passing zone, then pulled his truck over to the side of the highway a short distance later. Victim pulled up behind Reeves' truck and turned on his hazard lights. Victim approached Reeves' truck and asked if he was okay. Reeves said he was fine. Victim turned around and began walking back to his truck. Reeves then got out of his truck with a handgun, which he fired 15 separate times, hitting victim with seven shots. Three shots were fired at close range while victim was on the ground with Reeves standing above him. Reeves testified it did not appear that victim had a firearm. Reeves took off when another car approached. He circled back and saw another motorist trying to get him to stop, but he kept driving, nearly striking her. Reeves hid his handgun and, when questioned by an investigator, denied owning a gun, denied shooting victim or acting in self-defense, and denied he was present when victim was killed. Reeves later admitted he purposefully shot victim after deliberation. Even though he did not know victim, Reeves did not feel bad about what happened because, in Reeves' stated opinion, victim was a dumbass who needed to learn a lesson. Reeves testified that he taught victim a lesson by shooting victim seven times for tailgating. Reeves also said he felt no remorse because victim didn't listen to the gunman's commands. That's stupid. Reeves confirmed that in using the term the gunman, he was referring to himself. The primary defense raised at trial was self-defense. Counsel argued Reeves feared for his life because victim approached him in an angry or threatening manner. This defense was contradicted directly by testimony. Reeves did not have to stop the truck, did not have to get out, did not have to take a gun with him, and did not have to shoot victim. 3. During victim's wife's testimony, the state projected a previously admitted image of victim's deceased body lying on the road and asked victim's wife to identify who was in the photograph. Victim's wife had an emotional reaction. Defense counsel asked to approach the bench, and the court replied, "Yes, take the photograph down." That was a bit unnecessary, counsel. The witness was excused from the stand, and the jury was recessed until the following day. The defense moved for a mistrial, asserting that the state's actions were intentional, served absolutely no purpose other than for shock value, and caused the jurors to have a powerful, visceral reaction to victim's wife's reaction. The trial court admonished the state's attorneys. "That was in absolutely poor taste, and I think both of you know better. You are well-experienced attorneys. We all knew how she would react, and it's reasonable to react that way. I don't want anyone to think that I don't think that reaction is a normal reaction for someone who's gone through what she's gone through. Obviously, I know that there were some plans with this picture up. It wasn't as though it just happened snaps fingers. I mean, you had a planned argument for it. So that tells me that you knew that it was likely objectionable. And my rhetorical question is, why on earth would the state take that risk? Why would they take that risk over one photo? To me, this is something that you might see a rookie do. That's why I'm just a little surprised. I'm just a little taken aback by it, I have to say. The request for a mistrial was denied because victim's wife, understandably, had been emotional the entire time she was on the stand. The critical issue for the jury to decide was self-defense, and victim's wife's reaction would not affect we